It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, October 18th. I'm Molly Wood, filling in for Ben Johnson. Apple's secret plans to build an electric car have been the talk of Silicon Valley for, well, a couple of years, really. The plans were more like an open secret in the tech community. But now it appears that the project has fallen apart. Bloomberg reports this week on layoffs, leadership problems, and a new plan for Apple's automotive play that involves building software instead of actual cars. Under the new plan, Apple executives gave the car team a deadline of late next year to prove the feasibility of a self-driving system and decide on a final direction. Mark Gurman wrote the story for Bloomberg. He's here now. Mark, doesn't late next year seem a little bit late, considering how heated the self-driving car race is?
Absolutely. But the past 2 years have sort of been a waste for Apple because their initial goal since 2014 was to build a full-on, full-fledged vehicle. That's not happening anymore because of internal issues, struggles over direction, engineering talent missing milestone deadlines. So now they're really taking their time with it. Over the next year or so, they're going to focus on building this underlying self-driving platform. And in about a year from now, they're going to decide what they're going to do with it, even if that means shutting the project altogether or moving forward and choosing an ultimate direction for it.
Now, I'm not sure everybody thought it was immediately obvious why Apple was in cars in the first place. Did it feel like some of those leadership issues may have occurred because it wasn't a very natural fit?
It seems like the issues emerged because Apple's really known for consumer electronics. Right now, in order to build a car, they have to bring a lot of people in from outside, hiring lots of people who don't work with the Apple culture normally and are now focused on mechanical engineering, suspensions, undercarriages, stuff like that.
Do you think it's also a case of tech companies finding out that cars are really hard? I mean, I feel like even Tesla has sort of been confronted with the fact that building cars is really difficult.
It's a big challenge, but the thing is, I feel like Apple felt that if anyone could conquer this challenge, it's them, the Cupertino company. They have so much money in the bank, over $200 billion in cash just sitting there. So I feel like it was their responsibility to at least try something like this. But yes, like you said, there's been a lot of issues across the technology companies looking into the car industry. People or companies like Apple and Google are used to building small phones, iPads, Macs, stuff that fits in your backpack or on your desk. A car is a whole different beast in itself. So there's lots of intricacy that goes into it, lots of people required. And I think some of these technology companies have underestimated that because of their experience in building smaller consumer devices.
That's Mark Gurman from Bloomberg. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Independent contractors at on-demand companies like Uber, Postmates, Instacart have fewer protections than full-time workers. But at Instacart, the grocery delivery service, workers recently protested over plans to get rid of their tips and replace them with service fees that the company would distribute to its shoppers. The workers said that would reduce their wages up to 50%. So they organized anonymously online to plan a boycott. Vanessa Bain is an independent contractor with Instacart who's based in the Bay Area, and she's part of the movement that organized this e-strike. Vanessa, how are you?
I am good.
So you used social media to organize the work stoppage. Can you tell me exactly how it was going to work?
It became apparent to us pretty early on that the most effective way to really disrupt the bottom line would be to have shoppers essentially walk off from their scheduled hours. However, because of the way that our hours are allocated, it's largely based on what Instacart calls our metrics. So if we schedule 12 hours and we, you know, continually push back our start time an hour, an hour, an hour, it really throws their whole batching system, which is how they allocate orders, off.
And it worked.
It did.
So did it get as far as everyone having to stop shopping, or did Instacart
No.
back down first?
Yeah. So that was actually the part that surprised us. In my experience doing labor organizing in the past, it's never been, you know, one action equals the result you want. It's always been repeated action, repeated pressure, growing numbers. That's how you affect change. And so that was what actually really took us by surprise when we got an email from Instacart stating, oh, by the way, we're not going to eliminate your tips after all.
Well, and so there's so much talk about this sort of the gig economy, the on-demand economy, and how it entails fewer protections for workers. Do you feel like this movement, this example, fits into sort of the future of what the gig economy looks like and how workers respond to the changing way that labor works?
Oh, absolutely. So I think that obviously we were organizing under the pretense of, you know, protecting our wages. But we also knew that it was going to affect the wages or the potential earnings for people in all sorts of gig jobs. We don't have, you know, the same legal protections as a traditional employee would have. There were shoppers that have been deactivated for spreading messages on social media. Media or, you know, their reactions to this proposed wage change. So we had to be very careful. It's a very fine line to balance between anonymity and ensuring that people are hearing your voice.
Vanessa Bain is an independent contractor with Instacart. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And an update on Netflix earnings. If someone does want to buy that company, it's a lot more expensive today. Netflix's third quarter earnings blew past expectations. The stock went up 20% on that news. But at least one part of its future plans isn't working out. Netflix is dropping attempts to launch in China, saying the regulatory environment is too difficult. Instead, Netflix will license content to existing streaming services in that country. Marketplace Tech was produced today from the Reveal Studios at the Center for Investigative Reporting. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.